Naz Eastie's manager of the Pink Garlic restaurant, who joins me in studio now. Naz, thanks for calling up.
Thank you very much.
And congratulations to you.
Yes. I just say thanks to my all customers, and then who has a great support to win the Irish Curry Award in 2016. And that is our great achievement from Letterkenny. And we won this Irish Curry Award in all over in Ireland. And we are just keep track on it.
Not an easy achievement either, because there's great competition.
Yes, it is. There is around 200 restaurants and takeaway in all over in Ireland. And we are only restaurant from Letterkenny. We own this Irish Curry Award.
Fantastic. Right. So what do you, how do you describe your style then? Because, you know, there are many different types of curries from many different regions, you know, but I suppose over here we've been accustomed to, you know, what we'd expect in an Indian restaurant sort of thing. Is that a factor? You know, I mean, are you cooking really for what you think people want, or do you want people to try different dishes from different areas of India, for instance?
Yes. See, India is a too big country, and then too many communities and too many population in there, and then their way of style and way of cooking is different, is varied to one region to another region. So we actually want to get the authentic flavor and select the best spices, and the way of cooking is our specialties at the Pink Garlic.
So without giving any trade secrets away, because you'll want to retain this next year, what would you say sort of you do a little bit different perhaps?
Yes, we have organized like a cultural night. Mm-hmm. So we want, our chef is creating the dish every week, and it is going for trial. So if our customer like it, then we make it.
Yeah.
And we include in our menu.
And what's your most popular curry?
Actually, everything is a popular.
Yes,
everything is popular in there.
I love going for, I love Indian food, I love Chinese food, I love all different types of food. I try not to eat too much of it, though. But it's, you know, it's nice to go to an Indian restaurant and have it cooked by professionals, but it's also nice to cook it at home. What would you say the number one mistake that people might make at home when they're trying to sort of replicate an Indian curry, or what is your top tip for it?
Yes. See, actually, the cooking secret of India is hidden only the women in our region.
Mm-hmm.
And it passed through like mom to daughter, daughter to the next generation, so on. But in the way of cooking, it's like all about the spice and then timing. So you can't like put all the spice at a time and then just cook it.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
It doesn't work like that. So you need to be cooking, the Indian cooking, on the step by step. So first you need to put, say for example, I can say you can cook the onion first and then put the spice, and then not all the spice at a time. You need to put the spice, all about the timing. So you need to put the first, say for example, onion and garlic, and then or ginger. Then, excuse me, you need to try to cook it properly. And then put the another mixed spices.
I get you, because each spice reacts to a certain amount of heat.
Certain amount of time,
okay,
yes.
Very good. And that's what comes from the experience. And there is a tradition, I know, as you say, where, you know, a lot of this is family learned, isn't it? It's gone from generation to generation.
Yeah.
So each chef will have their own little take on it. There's
exactly.
not one side fits the one size fits all.
Yes, it is.
Mm.
And
so, how popular is Indian food in Ireland, do you think? Is it growing, increasing in popularity?
Yes, in Ireland, not in the all over Ireland, but I want to say about the Donegal and Letterkenny.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been welcomed in here, and then opening in our restaurant since May. And it is our great achievement, because the judges, because always we'll be say our restaurant is the best.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to feedback from my customers and then other awarding body. So what they said. So the judges from Irish Curry Award, they have been judges of our restaurant about three occasions. and then they found that our curry is the best in Letterkenny.
And, you know, we're not a country of complainers, I don't think, or even, you know, be positive or negative feedback. I think often we would prefer to keep it to ourselves. And I was chatting to someone recently in a different country, and they said, look, our ethos here is tell us if there's a problem, because the only way we can improve is if we sort of get feedback, you know, and it can be positive or negative. And that's something that, that you guys very much encourage, isn't it, in this restaurant?
Yes, we always value our customer review, because customer is not outside of our business. We are the business for the customers. So definitely we need to value their comments, their review, their advice, their even their directions. And if, see all our menu doesn't contain the all customers thing, mm-hmm. customers expectations. So if they like something different, they directly ask to us, can you make our curry like that type of taste?
Mm-hmm.
So one customer has came, he like, my curry will be like that, can you make it? I said yes, our chef can make it.
Okay. Now, not, I haven't eaten in your restaurant, I'm not saying it's yours, or in fact it's not even locally that I'm talking of, but I do get a sense sometimes, I like a spicy curry, okay, or a hot curry, I don't know what the correct terminology is, but I feel sometimes if you order a Madras, for instance, which I think is on it's on the upward scale, that sometimes it can be, you know, the heat can be reduced down. Is that for the Irish palate? Is that just a particular restaurant? Or is there a tendency for Indian restaurants to do that? You know, whereas, you know, if you eat Madras sort of consistently, say, for instance, I don't know, if you were from London or something and come over here, it might seem milder. Is that the case? Or does it vary from restaurant to restaurant?
Yes. Yeah, it definitely varied restaurant to restaurant, because the one house style is different from another house style.
Okay.
Because chef is different, their way of cooking is different, their way of service is different. So is Madras is basically the South Indian dish.
Okay.
And you definitely heard about the Bombay or Mumbai, that region. Mm-hmm. So in that area of the people, they like the little bit hotter curry. You know, like
would your Madras give me hiccups?
not like that.
No, in a good way. I mean, in a good way. Yeah. A caller says, in fact, it's Anne-Marie and Annie May, who must be regular customers of yours. Well done on your award, Naz. You also provide a great service, and your curries are fantastic. As I say, that's from Anne-Marie and Annie May. An ingredient for... What's the ingredients for a chicken korma?
Chicken korma is basically the Turkish dish. And people recognize this might be an Indian dish, but it's origin from Turkey.
There you go. Interesting.
Yes. And it actually has a lots of ingredients. We use about the chicken korma, we use about nearly 20 items in there.
Wow.
Right? So it's a really a milder curry. And we have our chef make it like a chicken korma on the freshly cooked. So we don't do anything pre-cooked.
Mm-hmm.
So we use the almond, coconuts, creams, and the chicken, basically. It need to be marinated for, especially for chicken korma.
Mm-hmm.
So every chicken or lamb or beef has been separately marinated. And that's why it's like...
It's specific to that dish.
Specific to the dish. So I can't use like one chicken in... Mm. Many dishes.
Okay. A caller wants to know, too, or points out that it's difficult to get fresh spices. So if they're trying to replicate a dish at home, are the spices in supermarkets good enough? You know, say, for instance, the, you know, dried ginger, for instance. Or, I mean, ginger's easy to get, but, you know, there are a lot of spices that can
like
be a little
cumin.
Exactly, you know, and they are there in racks. So you can make a decent job of a curry at home with those?
Yes, see, the spices is all about the quality of the spices.
Really?
So same spices, say for example, I can say you can buy the saffron from supermarket about the €5 or might be €10, like a 1 gram or 10 mm-hmm. grams of the saffron. But what the saffron we use is the same price as the gold.
Right.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. So, it's worth its weight in gold,
yes,
literally.
Yes. Yeah. So because I don't need a small amount. So all the spices in here is like... I can say like a coriander, like a cumin or aniseed or something, that type of things. You can buy it supermarket, but you need to get a good quality of it.
Yeah. So if you want to, the more you spend then on your spices, be they fresh or otherwise, the better taste you can expect from them.
Yeah, but we all our in the pink garlic, we do, we just freshly grind it. Mm-hmm. So we don't buy anything for like a powder forms or something like that. So okay. we just freshly grind in our restaurant.
Right. Can you give us a recipe then of one particular dish you think we could try at home?
It's actually really hard.
You mentioned the korma there, there's 20-odd ingredients and years of experience goes into when you add each particular ingredient. But what would be the easiest one then to try at home, would you say, might be an easier question?
I think trying the home might be the marinated chicken, you know, like a chicken tikka.
Mm-hmm.
So we can say something about the chicken tikka. So chicken tikka is like a freshly, you need to cut the, you need definitely the fresh chicken, not the frozen chicken or something like that. And you can put the garlic and ginger paste. You can put the little bit mix powder. So you can find the mix powder from any supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
And mix spices like a lemon juice. And then definitely be ginger on it, freshly ginger. And cumin powder. You need a haldi, like a turmeric powder.
Mm-hmm.
And you need yogurt. So you need to put the yogurts.
Would that be Greek yogurt, regular yogurt? What type?
Just a Greek type of yogurt.
Okay, yeah. Which
like
is
fresh yogurt will be fine, but not any creamy yogurt or anything. And then you can grill it. That will be like a
movie. Sounds lovely.
Yeah.
You didn't bring any with you, did you? No.
I wish to.
The next time we get you on, we certainly will. Listen, it's been fantastic to speak to you. Congratulations again. A new business and to get this accolade, a national accolade, the Pink Garlic Best Chef in Ulster. That's the name of the restaurant is? The
Pink Garlic.
It is the Pink Garlic.
Yes.
And it's based in Letterkenny?
Yes, it is based in Letterkenny, Glenany House. And we have our own car parking, so people.
Which is important, yeah.
Yes,
indeed.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, listen, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. Maybe we'll get you on another time to talk specifically, maybe about some cooking tips. I don't know. Do you do the cooking yourself?
Or? Yes, I do.
Excellent. Okay. Yes,
so I'm happy to like give a cooking tip.
Excellent.
But I need a full, you know, like.
We will talk about that. We'll prepare that.
And
because there are a lot of interest. And you know what the big thing is now too? As I say, primarily people like to go out and have something cooked for them. But ingredients are more easily accessible here now than they ever were,
yes,
I think.
Yes, most of them ingredients, because we got some ingredients from England, specifically. And then most of them ingredients, you'll be find it from the supermarket. But some important ingredients, which we use in the restaurant for more taste and flavor, is hard to find in here.
Well, you're a professional. For us amateurs at home, we can. That's why we go to you. You see, to get a proper curry. Listen, Naz, it's been excellent speaking to you. Continued success, manager of the Pink Garlic Restaurant in Letterkenny, Naz Eastie. Have a fantastic day, and thank you very much for calling.
Yes,
up.
Thank you for you, And then I invite you coming to our restaurant.
Superb. We will take you up on that. Thank you,
Naz.
And
then we have our charity event on the 25th.
Oh, tell us about that. Go ahead.
Yes. And we are just announcing our Irish Curry Award on the 23rd of November.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord Mayor will be attend on that event. And this is basically the charity event for the Friends of Letterkenny Hospital. So please come to join with us and then support the Letterkenny Hospital.
And that's on the 23rd?
23rd. And then this one is Cultural Night. And the Indians and the local Irish music and the food festival. So,
yeah, absolutely superb. Yeah, and it's important to get to play your role in that, of course, as well.
Definitely.
Naz, thank you very much. We wish you the best of luck going forward. And that sounds lovely on the 23rd of November as well.
Yes.
Take care of yourself. Thank you very much.